From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Airline blames external factors for the crash of that passenger jet. Russian transportation officials are analyzing data from the flight recorders recovered from the ill-fated Metrojet A321, which crashed shortly after takeoff Saturday from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, en route to St. Petersburg, Russia. All 224 people on board were killed. AirSafe's Todd Curtis says answers to the mysterious crash should be forthcoming within days.
It's unclear whether or not there's useful data on there yet, but I'm sure within a few days, at least that amount of information will be presented to the public. There is quite a bit of information from the wreckage itself that has yet to be analyzed in any great detail, either by the Egyptian authorities, the Airbus authorities, or the Russian authorities. So I believe that there is ample technological prowess being brought to bear in this particular situation.
The airline Monday cited external reasons for the crash after ruling out technical failure or human error, but the Russian Air Ministry called the assertion premature. Both Cairo and Moscow have played down claims from Egypt's Islamic State branch it downed the plane. Sectarian violence broke out again in the capital of Central African Republic weeks before a planned visit by Pope Francis. Armed assailants reportedly killed several people and set scores of homes ablaze in Bangui, the violence centering around the PK5, mostly Muslim neighborhood. Bangui resident Melanie Anjokra says no one provides answers as to why people continue to die and for what cause. Interim President Catherine Zambapanza called for intervention by UN peacekeepers. The Vatican Monday indicated the Pope's trip to the country, wracked by 2 years of sectarian violence, is still on for November 28 and 29. This is VOA News.